Waste hierarchy and sustainability. The waste hierarchy is a sustainability concept that focuses on the use of materials, including the use of resources considered limited or hazardous to the environment. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the waste hierarchy as follows: a tool that ranks waste management options according to what is most environmentally sound. It gives top priority to preventing waste in the first place and can be applied to various applications. The waste hierarchy is illustrated in Exhibit 7-54. Exhibit 7-54, Waste Hierarchy. The idea of the waste hierarchy is to encourage organizations to consider the way material is used throughout a product's or service's lifecycle and to identify ways to minimize the amount of material that must be disposed of, which can often save money in addition to helping the environment and the organization's image. Here are the layers from most to least sustainable. The most sustainable approach to managing an organization's use of material is to avoid the use entirely. For example, an organization could use a production activity control software system that eliminates the use of paper printouts. If material cannot be avoided, it can perhaps be reduced. An organization could issue a policy to avoid unnecessary printing or to use double-sided printing. The next alternative is to reuse the material or parts of the materials, such as good components. An example is to use old print copies as scrap paper or to shred it to use in packaging. Moving down the sustainable scale, the organization can opt to recycle materials, to process them so that raw ingredients can be used to recreate materials. A byproduct could be sold to a third party who uses it as a raw material input. The organization in our example could bundle its used paper and work with a reliable vendor who ensures that the paper is recycled to make other types of products. Conceivably, the organization may be able to recover and transform the potential energy and material that cannot be reused or recycled. In many cases, it is possible to take a byproduct that the organization would need to pay to dispose of and instead use it as a source of fuel, given an investment in the required systems. For example, paper waste can be converted into pellets and burned for energy or composted into soil. The last and least sustainable option, and therefore the option to be avoided when possible, is responsible disposal in our paper example, adding the used paper to the waste stream where it will be incinerated or sent to a landfill. Disposal should still be responsible, that is, sending only approved materials to the correct places. Next, we look at how the waste hierarchy can be used to set up a model for sustainability, such as the circular economy. After that, we discuss how to apply these concepts to product and service design. Using the waste hierarchy to develop a circular economy, environment ministers from the G8 countries issued the COBE3R action plan in 2008, which aimed to decouple resource consumption and environmental degradation associated with economic activities. The result would be a new type of economic model, circular rather than linear. In a linear economy, the process is to make, use, and dispose. In a circular economy, the model is to reduce, reuse, and recycle, the three R's of the COBE action plan. This type of economy aims at lengthening the full life cycle of products from raw materials extraction to final disposition, minimizing the changes to materials during their life cycle, increasing the number of industries that benefit from the materials in some form during their life cycle. The outcome of the circular economy should be reduced extraction of limited natural resources and reduced disposal of waste into landfills. Sustainability in product/process design. Sustainability initiatives can take many forms. Energy reduction initiatives often focus on facility systems, but can include processing or handling equipment with more efficient motors, electric systems, or alternative fuel systems. Organizations can seek environmental certification of their facilities, supply chains, processes, and products. Increasingly, organizations are analyzing the life cycles of their products and the entire cycle of their processes to build sustainability into the product or process from the start. The goals of reduce, reuse, and recycle can be achieved in various ways. Reduce the use of hazardous materials or materials that cannot be reused or recycled both in product bills of material, BOMs, and in operations. Specify the use of recycled or recyclable materials in BOMs whenever possible. Design products for disassembly to make recycling easier. Reduce the amount of packaging. Use recycled material for packaging. Build a reverse logistics channel into the product/service package, for example, facilitating the return of empty glass containers for cleaning and refilling. Products can also be designed and marketed to include repair and refurbishment. For example, a shoe manufacturer includes lifetime warranties for its shoes. Customers pay a premium but can send shoes back for repairs. Make recycling easier. For example, place recycling bins close to the point of use. Process design starts at the organizational governance and policy level, and so needs to be championed from the top and be owned by specific supply chain and operations managers. This includes developing a sustainability vision and goals and organizational policies and procedures related to sustainability. Compliance and/or auditing functions can be created to ensure that all applicable regulations and environmental standards are being followed, but compliance will be much easier to achieve if procedures and processes are designed to ensure compliance. Design must be analyzed using the triple bottom line of social, environmental, and economic requirements. This helps ensure that the sustainable design still produces customer satisfaction while being feasible for workers to implement, has the desired environmental impact, and helps the organization maintain or enhance its competitive performance. To accomplish this, product costs need to be analyzed to ensure that the product can still be produced profitably at competitive prices. In many cases, a more sustainable material sourcing option that is higher in unit cost could still be lower in cost in the long run than a lower unit cost option with some hidden costs. This type of analysis uses the total cost of ownership. Examples of cost savings that could enable accepting higher unit costs include local sourcing options, which reduce transportation costs and lead times. The lead time reduction could in turn reduce necessary inventory levels and improve responsiveness to actual customer demand so that less excess inventory is produced. The new procedures and processes also need to be feasible for workers to implement. A sustainable material that has much higher materials handling costs might not be acceptable. Feedback from operations and inventory management needs to be worked into plans so these are also considered in the total cost of ownership.